question for you. To the scrimmage tomorrow, what are you looking for defensively from your unit?
You know, right now for us, we're basically a week into camp, and I think the biggest thing is just continued progress, you know, getting better, and then putting it together, you know, where there's actual tackling, you know, live response to plays and play action, and putting it all together and playing real football in front of our fans. It should be an exciting time, especially for some of our younger guys that have not done it. And just looking forward to seeing progress.
Jack, with so many teams going with this hurry-up offense, are you concerned that teams will now start to get the defensive checks the way that maybe some of the teams are starting to get Peyton Manning's checks or trying to get their same checks?
Yeah, everybody, it's a chess match. I mean, that's been going on for years. It's not going to start now that it's hurry up. I think it's been a part of our league. It's no different than being at second base as a runner and looking in and seeing what the catcher signals are and trying to get them to your batter. I think we all would like to get a little tip in what's coming where you can, and so we work accordingly. But that's just part of the game.
What do you do to combat it?
Yeah, I don't really want to even divulge that, you know, get into that, you know, strategy stuff. But we understand that is a part of it. We want to be on the receiving end as much information as we can, and we want to give out as little as possible to the other guys.
Your thoughts on getting Chris Harris back? I know he's limited, but how's he looked out there so far?
Great. Chris has been tremendous. I don't know. I mean, I've been around guys that have rehabbed and come back from injury. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy more determined every day with great energy attacking it the way he did. So he's stayed engaged mentally in the meetings. He's worked extremely hard and been very diligent, and it's gone well. You know, no setbacks or anything. So really happy about that, and happy about the guys that are getting the majority of the work right now. It's a good group, and they're working very hard. I like Marvin. He's knocking a little rust off. You know, he's a guy that has some explosiveness. You know, when he came out of North Carolina, you know, most people had a pretty good grade on him. And he's just looking for a kind of restart, reboot his career. And he's come in here and he's got the right attitude. He knows that we have a good group. It's not going to be easy to work his way into the rotation, but he's competing every day. He's getting better every day, and I like the way he's approached, you know, the beginning of camp. So we have a long way to go yet. You know, don't want to get too far ahead of things, but, you know, he's been good for the first week of camp, and the arrow is up on a guy like that.
What are your impressions of Quanterez so far?
Quanterez's been great. There have been a couple young guys that were injured that are coming back from that injury. Quanterez is one of those guys. You know, he's a guy that has some natural rush ability, and you know, he's long, he's active, and I feel like he's had a good start to camp. You know, weekend, he's made progress, he's gotten better as the week has gone on. He's getting an opportunity because Vaughn's not out, and D-Ware was out for just a couple of days, so he was able to get, you know, a lot of good snaps against a guy like Clady, who's a heck of a player. So that's good experience for him.
Jack, can you describe what a perfect Mike linebacker is?
Ray Lewis in his prime, you know, a guy that can run and hit, a guy that can stuff the run, a guy that can lead the defense, bring energy and passion, a guy that understands the game, is a student of the game, can help communicate to the huddle, lead the huddle, and then play, you know, in every situation, you know, play in the trenches, in the tough spots, play in space against the elite athletes that we face in this league. And I thought Ray did it as well as anybody's ever played, you know, when he was in his prime. There aren't many Ray Lewis's walking around, you know. So when you don't have a Ray Lewis, you do the best you can with the guys you have.
Is leadership the most important thing from the Mike position, or being physical?
No, I think it's a combination of things, you know. It just depends on what you're asking that guy to do. But certainly, you know, the ideal situation to have a guy that is complete has all of it. All right, those Hall of Famers are rare. So, you know, you find a guy that brings several of those qualities and isn't poor in any one thing, and you can work with him. And so, you know, I mean, that's what we all do.
Are you seeing some good raw qualities and attributes in the Mikes that you have right now?
Yeah, no question. Yeah, we've got some. We've got some guys that are doing a nice job. I really think Nate Irving has had a real nice camp, you know, and he's the guy returning right now that basically is getting the first crack at it. And he's been very solid, you know, through camp. He understands where he belongs. He's a big physical guy. He moves a little better than people think. And he's intelligent, you know. And so, you know, I think as he continues to get time in there, I think he'll continue to grow in some of the other areas we'd like to see him growing. And but he's off to a good start in camp. You know, Lamine Barrow is a guy we drafted. He's another young kid that, you know, he's getting better every day. You know, every day, if you looked at the first day of practice and then looked at today, you'd go, wow, doesn't even look like the same guy. So he's progressing, and, you know, we just have to see how far we can bring him.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.